All right, very good. How are you tonight? Doing well?
大家晚上好。
Yes, good. If I don't see you before, Merry Christmas to you.
大家圣诞节快乐。
Let's try that again. Merry Christmas. I'm very good. I know it's not that exact time yet, but if I don't see you before then, it's nice to exchange those comments.
我知道还没有到圣诞节的时候时间，但是我想如果我在圣诞节之前没有跟大家办法跟大家见面的话呢，我现在跟大家说圣诞节快乐。
All right, very good. Listen, turn with me if you would, to the back of your bulletins, Luke chapter 2. It's the traditional Christmas story. We're going to share that tonight, that I'm going to share some thoughts out of that passage with you tonight.
大家一起翻到我们周报的背后啊，是关于路加福音的第二章，是很传统的，是关于圣诞节的经文。
Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20, here's what it says. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went to their own town to register.
那就是在第二章也这样说到，当那些日子，凯撒亚古斯都有旨意下来，叫天下人民都报名上册。
So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea,to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David, and he went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
各人各归各城，报名上册。约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹太去，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒，因为他本是大卫一族一家的人，要和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同报名上册。那时玛利亚的身孕已经重了。
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. And she wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
玛利亚的产期到了，就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来，放在马槽里，因为客店里没有了地方。
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night.And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people.
在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着更次看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord, and this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger.
因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督，你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
And suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests.
忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. And so they hurried off and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying there in the manger.
众天使离开他们，升天去了。牧羊的人就彼此说，我们往伯利恒去，看看所成的事，就是主所指示我们的。他们急忙去了，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩卧在马槽里。
When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
既然看见，就把天使论这孩子的话传开了，凡听见的就诧异牧羊之人对他们所说的话。
But Mary treasured up all these things, and she pondered them in her heart.Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里，反复思想。牧羊的人回去了，因所听见、所看见的一切事，正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀与神，赞美他。
Amen. One day a Salvation Army woman was informed by a policeman that a local ordinance would prevent her from ringing the bells to invite contributions.
那有一天，有一个警察就对一个救世军的一个女士就说， 因为我们当地有些这样的条例，不允许你到商店门前去摇铃铛。
She was contrite and apologetic that she had apparently broken the law.
她感到非常的过意不去，她也向这个警察道歉，说不好，我真的不好意思，不好意思触犯了这个法律。
But the next day, she was back in front of the store doing greater business than she had ever done before.
但是第二天，她发现这个女士又回到了这商店门前，而且好像她的生意好像做得更好。
In one hand, she was waving a sign that said "Ding."
她的一只手举着个牌子，上面写到"Ding."
In the other hand, she was waving a sign that said "Dong."
另外一个手举着牌子说"Dong."
And so she was no longer breaking the law, but she was clearly making a statement with her signs, wasn't she?
她很显然的没有在触犯法律，但是她用她手上所举的牌子传递了同样的信息。
Tonight, I want to talk to us about signs and wonders that are around this Christmas season that we are now in.
我现在今天晚上想跟大家分享是关于圣诞节的一些神迹奇事和一些记号。
Throughout this month, we will see houses that are lit up with the Christmas lights and decorated with perhaps reindeer on the roofs or those blown up Santa Clauses and snowmen balloons in some people's yards.
那在圣诞节的时候，这个季节，我们都看到很多的家里都已经装饰了圣诞树，而且院子里有各种各样的一些装饰品。
The stores will be filled with tinsel, they'll be filled with Christmas trees and holiday music.
那在商店里面，我们也看到有很多的一些装饰，而且也充满了很多圣诞节的音乐。
And of course, we'll see the Salvation Army people out there ringing those bells and asking for donations for the poor.
那我们也经常会看到那些救世军的人，他们会在商店外面，他们手里摇着铃铛，然后向大家来寻求这样的资助，来帮助穷人。
And when you see all these things beginning to take place, we know that Christmas isn't too far away. I mean, these are all signs of the season, right?
当我们看到这一切的时候，我们心里就明白，圣诞节已经不远了。我们看到这一切，其实都是圣诞节，我们这个季节的一个记号。
The woman in our little story here was also a sign of the season, and she even used literal signs to make sure that her message was getting across.
那我们刚才这个小故事里面所提到的这个救世军的女士，其实她也是用这样的记号来表达圣诞节即将到来。
Now scripture tells us that God also used a literal sign in order to get his message across.
同样的，我们看到在圣经中也告诉我们，我们的主也用各样的记号来告诉我们他要告诉我们的道理。Can
you imagine being one of the shepherds that night when the angel comes to you and says out of our passage, and this will be a what? A sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
你能不能想象一下，如果你是在圣诞夜的那个牧羊人，你看到天使来告诉你说，神要给你们这样的一个记号，你会看到一个婴孩裹在布里，睡在马槽上。This was
probably not a sign that most of us would have used. Most of us would have used something perhaps a little more dramatic. I mean, here are these shepherds, they're surrounded by angelic beings that fill the sky, and they're so frightened that they are literally frozen in their tracks.
我想这可能不是我们大家所经常用到的这样的一个记号。我想我们大家用到的记号可能更加的有戏剧性。我们这里看到的这些牧羊人，他们在牧羊的草地里，他们非常的寒冷。他们看到了天使天君，也感到非常的惧怕，也好像敬拜在拜倒在这些天使天君的面前。
One commentator suggested that these shepherds may have even fallen to the ground and just simply groveled at the feet of these heavenly beings.
那有圣经的学者，他们认为说，在当时的那些牧羊人，他们可能感到非常的惧怕，他们可能都见到这些天使天君就拜倒在前面。Comparatively,
when we look at the idea of this baby being in a manger, the presence of this baby seems almost a little bit anticlimactic, doesn't it?
那我们在这里看到的这个婴孩，这婴孩在睡在马槽里。 好像是非常的一个反季节的这样的一个现象，不寻常的现象。
When we think of God sending His one and only Son to be the King of Kings, we would think that He would have a place of prominence. But God sent His Son to a stable, to a manger, where animals lived in straw and the stench all around them.
我想当我们的神把他的独生爱子送到这个世界上来的时候，我们想他会出生在一个很有荣耀的地方，但是我们看到我们主耶稣基督他出生在马槽里。
And really we notice in this passage that this somewhat subtle sign, really it is a subtle sign from God.
在这段经文里面看到，我们看到的这个记号其实多么微妙的一个记号。
Of the baby being born in a manger was perhaps or had a more powerful effect on the shepherds than anything else that you and I could have ever imagined.
那这里我们看到这个婴孩生在马槽当中，可能对这些牧羊人他们的影响，可能超过我们所能够想到的任何事情。
Now our passage here in Luke chapter 2 tells us that when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about to them about this child.
在马可福音中有这样记载说到，当他们看见婴孩卧在马槽里，就把天使论这孩子的话传开了。
And all who heard this story about this baby being born to Mary, who was lying in the manger, to all those people who heard it, they were absolutely amazed. They were filled with wonder at what the shepherd said to them.
那所有听到的，听到关于耶稣主耶稣卧在马槽里的这样的信息的时候，所有的这些人他感到非常的诧异。
This quiet, this unassuming child in a feeding trough in a barn seemed to have an overwhelming effect on these simple shepherds.
那这个非常安静、非常谦逊的一个婴孩躺在马槽里，对这里的所有的这些牧羊人有着一个巨大的影响。
And this sign.This moment of wonder that God had sent to them drew their attention to the main message that God intended to communicate with His people.
那这样的一个记号，也就是婴孩卧在马槽里这样的一个记号，把所有的人都吸引到神要告诉他们的一个信息当中。
There's a great advertising phrase, that Christians have used over the past years, and I wonder if you might be able to help me out and fill in the blanks, and so I'll share.A little bit of the phrase, and you can fill in the blanks for me, okay?
那在过去这些年中，我们基督徒经常会用到一个像一个广告词一样的。那我向大家帮我一起把这句话给它填起来。
Jesus is the
耶稣是
reason for the season. Very good. Jesus is the reason. That did not translate very well. That didn't. All right.This is the sign that, it's that advertising phrase out there that we've used. Jesus is the reason for the season.
就是说耶稣是我们一切庆祝这个季节的原因。
And he is absolutely the reason that we Christians celebrate at this time of year. And he's the focus of the entire holy season for us.
那耶稣是我们庆祝圣诞节、庆祝整个这个季节的一个原因。
And amidst all of the signs of Christmas, of this season, the bright lights, the festive decorations, the cheerful music, the great food, and so on and so on.
当我们身处在这个圣诞节的所有的这些记号当中，不论是亮眼的灯光，或者是一些圣诞节的一些装饰，或者是我们听到的美妙的歌曲，或者是可口的食物。
Amidst all these signs, it's possible for these signs of Christmas to distract us from the sign that God sent to us. And friends, listen, we could end up missing the true sign and the true meaning and the true reason for this season.
我们很有可能会被这些周围的这些记号、这些现象所吸引，让我们忘却了神要给我们真正的信息、真正的记号。
The true sign is, of course, that Jesus sent His Son to us as our Savior, as our Messiah, Emmanuel.
所以我想我们大家都知道， 神要给我们的真正的记号真正的信息是他的独生爱子赐下给我们成为我们的主我们的救主神与我们同在
And I'm afraid of this, but I want to be honest with us tonight. I think there are lots of people, even Christians, who get wrapped up in the hustle and the bustle and the hurrying around and the buying the presents and the decorating the house, going to this event or to that party, and Jesus just kind of gets tucked back into the background of the Christmas season.
我很遗憾地想到说，包括许多的基督徒在内，我们很多时候我们在圣诞节的季节里面，我们所忙碌的这些喧嚣的事情，这是为了圣诞节的各种的装饰，各种的买礼物这样的事情，但是我们忘记了神给我们的真正的信息，把主耶稣基督丢在了我们的脑海之后。
And I'm not really sure that we intentionally mean to overlook the baby in the manger because I think that there's just a lot of other things going on.
我想我们并不是刻意的要把婴巢要把马槽里的婴孩给忽略掉，但是只是因为我们周围有太多的事情的发生。
There are so many other things around us that are intriguing and entertaining and powerful that sometimes Jesus can just get overshadowed.
只是因为在我们的身边有这么多有趣的、好奇的事情发生。以至于我们把耶稣都忘在了脑海之后。
But we who love Jesus don't want that happening to us.
但是我们爱主的人，我们不愿意看到这样的事情发生。
It's important, friends, that we guard against becoming distracted at this time of year.
我们真的是要小心，要警惕，不被周围的别的事情所过分的吸引。
It's important that we guard against being lulled into focusing on something other than Jesus during this season.
我们要注意不被引诱到只关注耶稣以外的其他的事情上。
Galatians chapter 4 verses 4 through 5 says this.
在加拉太书的第四章四到五节这样说。
But when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive the full rights as sons and as daughters.
在加太书第四章四到五节这样说道，及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子，为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
Let me ask you a question tonight. It's potentially a thought-provoking question.
那今天晚上让我来问大家一个问题。
What would our lives look like if the fullness of time had not yet come? What would our lives look like if God had never given us a reason for this season? What if he had never sent a sign to us?
那我们来想一想我们的生活会长是什么样子如果那时候没有满足如果神没有差派他的独生爱子降世为人我们的生命将会是个什么样子
What if there had never been a first Christmas?
我们的日子会是什么样子如果从来没有第一次的圣诞节的话
Let me share some possibilities of what our life might look like today if there had never been a sign from God.
那我今天晚上跟大家分享一下如果我们没有能够从神那里得到神的记号我们的生活会是什么样子
Well, first, it really wouldn't be the year 2012 AD, would it?
那我们第一我们就想我们肯定不会有主后的2012年
We would probably be in the Jewish year of 5771
那我们很可能就在犹太历的5771年
There would be no Christian holidays and many less other holidays that we tend to celebrate
那我们也就不会有很多我们的圣诞节或者其他一些我们跟基督徒有关的节日。
There would be no Christmas, no tree, no presents, no Christmas meal, no birth of Jesus.
如果没有耶稣的诞生的话，我们就没有圣诞节，我们也没有圣诞树，没有圣诞的大餐。
There would be no Easter this coming March. There would be no Thanksgiving. Think about that for a minute.
那我们在接下来的这个三月，在明年三月份的话，我们也就不会有复活节，我们也不会有感恩节。
The pilgrims who came were Christians.Looking for a place to practice their faith in freedom.
我们知道感恩节都是和朝圣者有关，他们都是基督徒，他们只想要找到一个地方可以实践他们信仰的自由。
There would also be no Mother's Day and Father's Day. Those days began in the Christian church.
啊，那我们也就不会有父亲节、母亲节，因为这些节日都是从教会里面先开始。
There would be no Halloween, which began in the 9th century AD as the day before All Saints' Day.
啊，那也甚至于都不会有万圣节，因为万圣节也是在圣烛日的前一天。
If the fullness of time had not yet come, as we just read in Galatians, if God had not sent to us a sign, there would be no America.
那如果时候没有满足，如果神没有给我们他的记号的话，那我们甚至于会没有美国。
Christopher Columbus was a Christian on a religious quest to discover new lands for Christ and then to bring Christianity to all people.
因为我们知道美洲其实是哥伦布他在为基督寻找新的大陆，把福音带给众人的探索当中发现的。
We would still be under the Old Testament law of Moses if there had never been a Christmas.
那如果没有圣诞节的话，我们也会在还会生活在旧约的摩西的律法当中。
If we wanted to worship God as Gentiles, you and I would have to convert to the Jewish faith.
那如果我们想要像外邦人一样的样来敬拜赞美耶和华的话，那我们必须要先转变自己，接受犹太人的信仰。
We would still be offering animal sacrifices and traveling to Jerusalem 3 times a year for the Passover, for the Pentecost, and for the Feast of the Tabernacles.
那我们还必须要用动物来献祭，而且我们每一年要有3次，我们要去耶路撒冷啊，在逾越节、祝棚逾越节、五旬节，和这个祝棚节的时候去耶路撒冷。
When it comes to giving money in the life of the church, if there had never been a Christmas, the first Christmas, our tithe would be at 30%, not 10%.
如果没有圣诞节的话，那我们的奉献也不是10%奉献，其实我们的奉献会是30%的奉献。
In the Old Testament, the Jewish people gave 10% of their crops and herds to God, 10% to the Levites, and then 10% to the temple in Jerusalem.
在旧约时代的犹太人，他们把他们10%的收入，他们的收获要献给神，有10%要献给利未人，还有10%要献给在耶路撒冷的圣殿。
These are some interesting things to ponder tonight because we have to realize the power of what took place when God sent to us a sign.
那我们看看我们今天晚上要好好的思考的就是当神把他的记号给我们送给我们记号的时候会发生一些什么样事情。
If God hadn't done that, we wouldn't have fellowship with God the Father.
那如果神没有那样做，没有把他记号给我们的话，那我们也没有办法和我们的天父有这样的交通。
In the Old Testament, there was no concept of God being the Heavenly Father.
在旧约当中，其实并没有一个天父的这样的一个很明确的概念。
They looked to God as a stern judge, not as a loving, comforting father.
在旧约当中的犹太人，他们看到神，他们其实是一个非常严厉的一个审判者，而不是一个爱的天父。
It was only when Jesus came and when Jesus was ministering with his disciples that he gave the disciples this concept of a personal relationship with God the Father.
只有到主耶稣基督他来到世界上，他和他的门徒交往的时候，他才告诉他，他才把这样的一个信息给他的门徒说，神其实是我们在天上的天父，慈爱的天父。
And we can find evidence of that in the verbal interactions that we find in Scripture when the disciples heard Jesus praying to God as a father, they said, Jesus, would you teach us to pray like that, our Father who art in heaven?
这一点我们可以从主耶稣和他的门徒的对话中可以看到，当他的门徒听到主耶稣向神祷告的时候说我们在天上的父，他的门徒要主耶稣教导他们怎么样同样的祷告。
If time had not fully come and if God had not sent to us a sign, we wouldn't have the concept of heaven as our eternal home.
如果神没有把他的记号向我们显明的话，那我们就不会明白天堂其实是可以是我们永久的家园。
And here's how I get to there. In the Old Testament times, the Jews looked forward to the promised kingdom here on earth.
啊，那在旧约当中的犹太人，他们所期待的是在地上的啊神所应许之地。
They didn't look at heaven, eternal life to be in another place in heaven.
啊，他们并没有能够意识到他们的永生其实在天堂。
And so heaven came about again when Jesus was ministering with his disciples, and it was a new concept for the disciples.
啊，那这个天国或者天堂的这样的道理是在耶稣啊跟他教导他的门徒的时候出来的。
Jesus one day when he was talking to his disciples said, listen, I am going back to where I came from. I am going back to my Father. I'm going back to heaven in order to prepare it for you.
啊，那在有一次主耶稣对他的门徒说，我想回去，回到我父亲的家中，为你们预备地方。
If the fullness of time had not yet come, if God had not sent to us a sign, there would be no New Testament and no church as we know it today.
啊，如果神没有把他的记号向我们显明的话，那我们也没有新约，我们也没有我们的教会。
There would be an incredible difference in the art that we see from time to time. Some of the greatest art comes out of a person's walk with Christ and Christianity.
啊，那如果没有神给我们的记号的话，我们所看到的很多艺术作品也会完全的不一样，因为很多的艺术作品都是由基督徒所创造。
There would also be an incredible difference in science and medicine as we know it.
啊，那在我们的科学或者是在我们的医学方面也会有很大的不同。
Our education of people would also be different.
啊，我们对人的教育也会完全的不一样。
It was from the basis that people are created in the likeness of God that they needed to be taught so that they could live up to their full potential that God had planned for them.
啊，那我们的教育都是基于这样的一个理念，就是我们所有的人，我们都是照着神的形象所创造，所以我们要接受教育，好让他们活出他们应有的潜力。
And we know here in America that many of our prominent universities in this country were founded first as Christian educational schools.
啊，那我们知道，在美国，我们很多很多啊的一些著名的一些大学，其实都是早期都是啊基督教的学校。
Are you hearing what I'm saying tonight?
今天晚上你听到明白我的信息吗？
This idea that God sent to us a sign is powerful in our lives.
啊，今天晚上我想传递给大家的信息就是，神给我们的这样的一个记号，它是一个有力的信号，记号。
If God had not sent to us a sign, we wouldn't know the fullness of God's love demonstrated to us.
如果神没有把这样的记号告诉我们的话，我们就没有办法能够明白神所全备的爱。
We wouldn't know how to love others.
啊，我们也不知道怎么样去爱我们的弟兄姐妹，爱我们周遭的人。
We wouldn't know truth.
啊，我们也不知道真理。
Jesus says that I am the way, I am the truth and the life.
啊，耶稣告诉我们说，我就是道路、真理和生命。
We wouldn't know the way through life.
啊，我们也就不知道我们生命中的我们的道路。
Because God sent to us a sign, we know that Jesus is the way.
啊，因为神给了我们这样的记号，所以我们知道耶稣就是道路。
If God had not sent us a sign, we couldn't experience real peace.
啊，如果神没有给我们记号，我们就没有能够享受到真的平安。
We couldn't experience God's presence.
啊，我们也没有办法感受到神的同在。
We couldn't experience redemption.
我们也没办法能够明白，能够得到神的救赎。
We couldn't experience forgiveness and we wouldn't have any hope.
啊，我们也没有希望，我们也没有办法能够得到救赎。
If God had not sent to us a sign, friends, we could not have the confidence for life beyond death.
啊，如果神没有给我们这样的记号的话，我们对于我们死后的日子，我们也没有信心。
Jesus tells us in John chapter 11, verse 25, when he says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, even though he dies, will live again.
在约翰福音的十一章，耶稣有这样说，耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
It's sad, right? It seems a bit morbid, and it seems like it's a life that none of us would ever choose.
这是一个非常痛，对我们来说是一个痛苦，也是很悲伤的一个生活。如果我们没神没有给我们这样的信号记号的话，
But guess what? The fullness of time did come. God did send to us a sign. There was a first Christmas. Jesus was born 2,000 plus years ago.
但是我们高兴的是，这时间到了，我们也知道神也降世为人，为了我们的缘故，在 2,000 年前，我们也有圣诞节。
And because there was this first Christmas and over 2,000 Christmases that have followed, you and I have the opportunity to experience the true reason for this season that we are now in.
因为神降世为人，也因为我们在 2,000 年来我们都有圣诞节， 所以我们能够有这样的机会， 能够真正的来体会我们圣诞的意义。
This will be a sign to you, the angel said.
天使说道，这是给你们的一个记号。
A baby will be wrapped in clothes, lying in a manger.
一个婴孩被布所包裹，躺在马槽里。
He is your Savior.
他是你的救主。
He will be called Wonderful Counselor.
他是奇妙的测试。
Everlasting Father.
他也是永在的父。
Mighty God.
他也是全能的神。
Prince of Peace.
他也是和平的君。
And King of Kings.
他也是万王之王。
And friends, listen, I wish I could describe him in the attitude and the cadence like that of Dr. S.M. Lockridge, but I can't, and you'll understand what I'm saying with that in just a moment.
弟兄姐妹们，我真的非常希望我可以像 Lockridge 博士一样的，能够把圣诞的意义讲述的那么的清楚，那么精彩。
I want Dr. Lockridge to describe for us the person that we are celebrating this Christmas. I have a video for you. I'm going to ask that the lights go down, and we have a video, and it's an awesome, powerful video.
那我想借着 Lockridge 博士他所关于圣诞节的信息来给大家一起分享。
Friends, listen. Because God sent a sign to us, His Son, Jesus, the King of Kings, we can celebrate this season.
因为神把他的独生爱子来赐给我们，降世为人，我们可以能在这里来庆祝圣诞节。
Because God sent to us a sign, we can celebrate His love for us.
因为神给我们这样的记号，所以我们可以为了他的爱，我们来庆祝。
We have the ability to truly love others and to experience love from others.
我们也只有因此，我们才能够来感受到别人的爱，我们也才知道怎么样去爱我们周遭的人。
Because God sent to us a sign, we can know truth and we can know the way in life.
也因为神给我们这样的记号，我们才能够知道真理，我们才能够知道生命的道路。
We can have real peace.
我们才可以有真正的平安。
We can be forgiven of our sins and our failures and our mistakes.
我们才可以被我们的罪，我们一切错误才能够被赦免。
Because God sent to us a sign, we can be redeemed and reconciled with God.
因为神给我们这样的记号，我们可以被救赎，我们可以和我们的神重新的和好。
We can be confident in the resurrection of Christ for eternal life through Jesus.
我们有这样的确据，我们知道神耶稣已经复活，我们因此可以和神有永生。
We can experience hope in this life.
我们也可以因此在我们的生命之后，我们还会有盼望。
And because God sent to us a sign, because the fullness of time came, we can experience God with us through the person of Jesus.
因为神已经赐给了我们这样的一个记号，因为时间全备已经到来，我们可以在主里，我们可以和神有交通。
Don't be distracted this season by all the false signs this year.
我们在这样的季节当中，我们不要被周围一些别的记号、别的信号所迷惑。
But be fully engaged as in why we celebrate Christmas this year.
我们要完完全全的明白，我们为什么来庆祝圣诞节。
Jesus, God's Son and God's sign is the reason for this season.
耶稣，神的儿子，也是神给我们的记号，就是我们庆祝圣诞节的唯一的原因。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, we thank you for sending to us a sign, your Son, Jesus.
主，我们感谢你，你赐下了你的独生爱子，作为给我们的记号。
God, I pray that this year, like no other year, that we would truly celebrate the meaning behind this Christmas season.
主，我们祷告，在我们今年，我们庆祝圣诞节的时候，我们所庆祝的是真正的圣诞节的真正的原因，真正的意义。
God, I pray that you would do a new work in us as we come together as a church family.
主，我们祈求你在我们的身上动工。
I pray that you would do a new work in us as we gather together in other groups in the life of the church.
当我们在教会聚集的时候，我们小组聚集的时候，求你在我们身上动一个新的工。
God, I pray that you would do a new work in us as we take time personally, as we study through scripture, as we pray.
主，我们祷告，当我们查考你的话语的时候，你也在我们的身上动新工。
And God, I pray that this sign that you have sent to us, Jesus, would be the focus of our entire day and life throughout this season.
主，我们也祈求，我们愿意我们的一生，我们的每一天当中，我们所关注的是主耶稣基督，也就是你为我们设立的记号。
We pray all these things in your name. Amen.
我们奉主的名祷告。Amen.